ice cream or lemonade.
Why would people come around to chivalry somebody, some people who were getting back together?
To make them shame.
To make them shame?
To make them shame. Not for them to chivalry no more.
Not for them to what?
Never have that no more to do.
Oh, I see.
Stay together. And you marry for all the week.
And if you separate, that's something you...
If you separate and go back to the same woman,
well,
you're going to get a chivalry.
If you get married, you say you what?
Well, if you get married...
You should.
Well, it depends. You got right to call a chivalry on you if you marry another woman.
You mean...
Just like if you and your wife part and you all go back together.
I see. Well, then a chivalry was something that... It was meant to shame somebody
it was meant to shame you, stop you from quitting your wife, or stop that woman from quitting you.
I get it. Mr. George, chivalry was something people did when they thought that somebody had done something wrong, right? When they thought that.
Well, you could call it that, but it wasn't nothing wrong. It just had no understanding. See, when you and your wife part, that's a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't nothing like you think. It was just a misunderstanding.
And these people came
around. Sometimes it's just by you slapping her, or you cursing her, she pick up and go. And sometimes it was just by you being jealous of her, didn't want to talk with nobody. No man, no woman, or she'd quit you. Or she'd quit you, try to make you better. that's the way it is.
Yeah. When did they stop doing stuff like that?
When did it start?
When did, you know, do they still do it? Do folks still do it?
Well, the people got a little better sense. They don't hardly quit. When they quit, it's finished. It's just like me and my first wife. We parted, and we parted friendly. And she can't tell what she parted with me for, and I can't tell what she had against me, because we never went into it and talk it out. We just parted. But I'll meet her today. She ain't living. I'll meet her today. And we'll talk just like me and you talking. And we won't bring nothing like what passed by that. We won't bring that up.
Yeah.
Just as friendly as me and you.
Now, your closest neighbor lives just where? Where to here?
My neighbor?
Yeah, they live...
Well, that house right there is my first neighbor.
Just...
That's my niece. That's my first neighbor. Her mother-in-law, that's my cousin. Well, that's one of my neighbor too. The one at the end of the lane, that's my step-grandson.
Yeah.
My neighbor. All them first houses, that's all my neighbors.
Yeah. You got a nephew?
A nephew? I got one sitting right there.
He's here.
That's my godchild. That's my niece's boy.
He's your nephew. He's your what?